Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. God bless you. The word in this phrase is found in several places in the Bible, but not in the sentence that is used in the Scripture. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Amen. Verse number 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Wonderful verse, chapter, verse 16 would be wonderful. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. He didn't say for everything, but he said in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And my text this morning, verse 19, quench not the Spirit. Hallelujah. I always love these closing salutations, amen, because they are power-packed with a huge amount of, amen, statements to the church, amen, and to the child of God. Amen. You won't probably find much more, amen, power-packed set of verses than the closing, amen, of this fifth chapter of 1 Thessalonians. Amen. And so, just if we look, amen, at this verse, but I'm just going to quickly review some things here. Rejoice evermore. Amen. You know, have you ever been around folks that the only thing they ever seen was the bad? Amen. And they dwell. I know sometimes people got a lot of problems, but I'm going to tell you a little secret. The more you dwell on the problem rather than the problem solver, the longer you're going to have those problems. Amen. I don't look at the storm-tossed seas. I look at the sea calmer. Amen. The one that when he speaks, even the winds and the waves have to obey him. If I spend all my time, what happened to Peter when he got to looking at the waves? He begins to go down, amen, into those troubled waters. Amen. But when he finally come to his senses, he looked up and seen Jesus and said, Lord, would you save me, lest I perish? Amen. Come do something for me. And what did he do? He walked over to him. Didn't browbeat him, but he got him by the hand, picked him up. Amen. And back to the boat they went. Peter went with him. And Jesus hadn't been on the boat. Amen. So, nevertheless, amen, rejoice. Amen. I find something very real in my Christian experience. Amen. The more I can rejoice in God, the less, amen, the devil can berate me. Amen. Come on. If you sit there and won't praise God, the devil will come get on that shoulder and he'll go to fill in all that void that you've left. And he won't fill it up with good things either. He'll fill it up with everything in the world. He's got must be 10 million what ifs. Amen. Come on. He's the what if master. What if this and what if that? Amen. I believe Brother Don Moore said one time, we'll get rid of the yes buts. Yes but this and yes but that and yes but the other. Amen. Well, the devil's got plenty of them too. Amen. But if you'll get to, amen, to worshiping God, amen, and rejoice, amen. Well, amen. Somebody said, I ain't got no reason to rejoice. Well, Habakkuk said to the calves, ain't no calves in the stall, and ain't no, amen, I mean, there ain't no sheep to be found. The olive trees ain't done anything. Amen. The grapevines hadn't produced. He said, yet will I rejoice in the God of my salvation. And what else did he say, Brother Joe? He said, he will make my feet like hinds feet. What am I going to do? I'm just going to climb a little further up the mountain. Amen. Well, I used to sing that song when I was a boy. I'm climbing up Sunshine Mountain. Heavenly breezes are blowing. Amen to God. Oh, hallelujah. Well, amen. That old song said it. Want a good, cool drink of water. Just dig a little deeper in the well. Amen to God. I'm telling you this morning, amen, folks, to just get a little bit more of Jesus. Amen. They'll have a whole lot less of the devil and less of the world. Amen. I'd rather have a whole lot more. Amen. John the Baptist said, he must increase and I must decrease. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Daniel exemplified that. He never closed that window that looked towards Jerusalem where the temple of God stood. Amen. That he said his window being open as aforetime, he never shut that window. Amen. Signifying that there was always a prayer in his heart. Amen. Toward God. Amen. I can tell you what the Word of God says here. Amen. Pray without ceasing. And many places you'll find where it says praying always with all prayer and supplication for all saints. Amen. The more time we spend praying, the less time we'll spend playing. Amen. The more time we spend praying, amen, the more we'll be effective in what God has given us to do. Amen. No person, teacher, preacher, whatever, still a child of God, witness, will be effective unless everything that they've done has been bathed in prayer. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. If we'll pray, amen, when we see in the chapter 6 of the book of Ephesians, amen, and by the way, an old Puritan wrote, amen, the whole armor of God, amen, the Christian incomplete armor he wrote, amen, several hundred pages he wrote simply on a few lines of Scripture out of Ephesians chapter 6, put on the whole armor of God, amen, and when you find the closing of that, praying always, amen. Why? After all that armor, come on, prayer is the completeness of that business. Amen. Prayer enhances everything. Amen. Like when we pray, amen, we invite God down, amen, into the midst of what's going on. Oh, come on, with Brother Joe. Amen. Brother Ravenhill said, the battle for the pulpit has been won, not at the time of the pulpit, amen, of the sermon, but hours before that, when the minister has been in prayer. If he hadn't prevailed there, he'll not prevail in the pulpit. Amen. Come on, with Brother Joe. Amen. Whatever we're going to do for God, if we will pray. Amen. I was talking to the young man that's been assigned to, amen, I've been assigned to train. Amen. And I was talking about, amen, Brother Ravenhill, and I was talking about, amen, the old Salvation Army, amen, groups, and how that Brother Booth, and how that they all had the same pattern. Amen. Brother Ravenhill's dad was a street preacher in Leeds, England. Amen. Early around the time of the First World War. Amen. Or so. And he was, amen, they met and they prayed for 2 and 3 hours. They had prayer meetings. And then when they had finished praying, they hit that street to preach the gospel. Amen. They didn't just walk out in that street and begin preaching. They'd been in there talking to God. Amen. Getting God involved. Amen. In what they were doing, God had already instructed them. But they want to make sure. Amen. It's kind of like that little, amen, girl that her father's a pastor of the church, and they've done sung, amen, near the last song in the choir. Amen. Getting ready for the preacher to preach, and the old evangelist hadn't showed up yet, so they sent her back to the house to find out what in the world's wrong with him. Amen. And when she got in earshot of the house, she could hear the old man praying, Lord, I ain't going to go if you don't go. Amen. I ain't going to preach if you don't preach, sir. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Prayer, amen, unloosens the hands of God. Amen. And we bring God into that business. Amen. And my, when you bring God there, amen, I'm telling you, when Jesus passes by, all things become possible. Amen. Listen, there's millions of things that God has wanted to do. Hey, Brother Joe believes it has not been done simply because men have not prayed. Amen. When I say men, I'm talking about mankind. I ain't leaving out you women and, amen, young boys and girls. Come on, Brother Joe. But now, we've failed to pray. Amen. And failing to pray, we all fail to listen. Amen. You see, prayer ain't always just doing all the talking. Amen. When I'm in communion with God in that prayer closet, amen, I need to be some listening going on. Hello? Amen. Well, I go in that prayer closet not just rattle off, amen, a list for God. I go in there to commune with God. Amen. There's a difference, you know. Amen. Come on, my brother Joe. I know these people want to make long prayers. The Pharisees want to make long prayers, but God said long prayers don't influence him. Amen. What influences God? He said it in the book of James. The effectual, fervent prayer, amen, of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. What's the prayer? The effectual prayer is the one that will work. Amen. What is it? It's fervent. It's not one that's just coming off a dead lips, rattling off words. Amen. What did Jesus say? Don't think by your vain repetitions that you're going to have God listen to you. Amen. The Catholics pray the rosary. Amen. Over and over and over again. Amen. I can tell you, God ain't in some kind of dead liturgy. Amen. I tell you what He is in, though. Amen. When there's a Hannah, amen, that's got her head, amen, down on the ground. Amen. Her heart's boiling over. Amen. With the need that is in her life. Amen. Her lips are moving. Ain't a sound that's coming out. Amen. And there's an old Eli, amen, that has no spiritual discernment. And he thinks that she's had too much wine to drink. And he rebukes her. And she, amen, with a meek and quiet spirit says, "No, my Lord. Amen. I ain't been drunk. Amen. I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit." Amen to God. My, I want to tell you something. Heaven's bells is ringing. God smites Eli's heart and said, "What is it?" She said, "I'm barren. I don't have any children." Amen. According to the time, amen, of nature, he said, "You'll have one." Amen. This time, according to the time it takes you. She went home, conceived. Amen. And had Samuel. Called him Samuel because I asked him of the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, prayer. Amen. Is this? I'm going to get somewhere in a minute when I'm talking about, when I'm preaching on quench not the Spirit. Listen, I got a little list of what quenching the Spirit. Some people just got it confined down, maybe just one or two things. There's a lot of things that quench the Spirit. Amen. I said there's a lot of things that quench the Spirit of God. Amen. But Brother Joe, just while I'm going ahead and while I'm here, amen, just to tell you that if I won't pray, I'm quenching the Spirit. Come on with me. I said, if I won't pray, and when I say pray, Brother Joe ain't talking about down on one knee and up on the other. I'm talking about real prayer. I'm going back to James now. The effectual fervent. Amen. I'm telling you, Hannah, amen, she's pouring out her soul. Amen. What did David say? This poor man cried. Amen. Oh, under the Lord, that word, look that word cried up. Amen. That's a cry from within. That's a cry from the very spirit of man. Listen, God don't hear lip service. I can tell you what He will hear, though. He'll hear that heart cry. Amen. Come on. I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I said, He'll hear that heart cry. Amen to God. I'm telling you, amen, my. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. Amen. What else a reference? Amen. If God, amen, will hear that cry deep within you and I. Amen. Sometimes it may make sound coming out of the lips, and at times it will not. Amen. The Word of God said, praying, building up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sometimes we may not understand exactly, amen, what's being said, but we know what? Amen. The cry is out of our heart. Amen. I remember several years ago, amen, Brother David preaching here. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm praying for him. He got an altar after prayer. Didn't know what was wrong with him. Amen. And I'm praying. Amen. And part of what I'm praying in the Holy Ghost and other words are mixed in there. I didn't even hear myself. I just simply know God put it on me to pray for him. Amen. And I'm telling you, in the midst of that prayer, I prayed for his shoulder cup, but I didn't even know it was messed up. Amen. God healed that shoulder cup. Amen. In that service that morning. Amen to God. Listen, I'm telling you, we'll just pray. Amen. Let God, amen, move through us. Amen. God will turn the world upside down. Amen. He'll just carpet the enemy. Come on, shy. I said, He'll just carpet the enemy. Amen to God. I've always said my grandmother had two plaques. Jesus saves, prayer changes things. And I'm going to tell you, between them two right there, you can pretty much take care about everything in the business. Hello? Amen. And we'll just let Jesus say so, pray and seek God. I'm going to tell you, everything will fall, amen, in line. Amen. I think we mentioned here, maybe preaching on prayer a little bit on Wednesday night. Amen. Listen, amen. I thought about old Brother Sheehan, amen, that come by wearing that olive green suit. I never forget the color of that suit, long as I live. Amen. He was slick dressed up. Amen. That old man that loved God. Amen. Old Church of God, brother. Amen to God, I'm telling you. Amen. And I thought about his testimony that Sunday morning, 80-something years old. Amen. Standing in front of that altar. He's a jumping 2 foot, look like, off the ground. Amen. God all over him. Amen. Come on, my brother Joe. Amen. Said, I had 3 major diseases. Amen. When God saved me, said he healed me of 2 of them in the morning I got saved. Amen. Said 2 weeks later, praying in the gallberry bushes out behind the church with a brother before church, said, God healed me of the 3rd one. Oh, I double show you. What you saying, Brother Joe? Between that, amen, if we'll pray, amen, glory to God, we will not quench the Spirit. Amen. God will have an open door. Amen. And when God's got an open door, He steps through. Amen. He puts the devil where he belongs. Amen. Too many times, we'll sit around and wait on God just to come knock the door down. Hello? Come on. It's real easy to fall into that little snare. Amen. I want to tell you, there's a little word called importunity. Amen. God describes it in the Word of God. Amen. One description is a man. Amen. That he, amen, he's going to bed and somebody comes to his house. A friend comes and he ain't got anything there to offer him to eat. So what does he do? He gets up, goes over to that next door neighbor's house and begins banging on the door. Amen. What is the reply gets from that next door neighbor, brother? Well, that next door neighbor said, look here. Amen. Said, man, we done got our shoes off. We done all got in the bed and we don't want to be disturbed. Listen. Amen. This is a barred stating case. It's not like what God is. God is, the Word of God is trying to show us something here. Amen. It's trying to show us in a bad situation how it will work and how much even greater it will work with God. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. So he said, we've gone to bed. We don't feel like getting up. You go on. Amen. But he keeps on knocking. Amen. After a while, that fella lay in that bed with him. Amen. All ready to go to sleep. He said, I better get up. Amen. And get that man some bread and some victuals, or I ain't never going to get no sleep. Amen. Come on. Amen. Another pattern. Amen. That he showed us. Amen. Is that a little woman? Amen. Her son's been done wrong. Amen. And she's after vengeance. She's after, amen, somebody righting the wrong. So she's come to that old unjust judge. Amen. Who didn't regard, amen, he didn't have nobody care about man or God. Amen. Come on. I want to tell you, he's the total opposite of what God is. Amen. And behold, he says, I better go ahead and take care of this, lest by her continual coming she weary me. That's called importunity. Amen. What's God say? He talked to the, how does that scripture open to that chapter open? It says in the verse, chapter 18 of Luke, amen, and he taught them a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Glory to God. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Amen to God. Just keep on praying. Amen. I want to tell you, what did God say? Amen. He said, God will speedily avenge His children that what? Cry unto Him both day and night. What's preaching on, Brother Joe? Amen. Quench not the Spirit. Amen. If you and I won't pray, we're going to quench the Spirit. We're going to stop what the word quench means, to stop. Amen. To put out. Amen. Or to put a stop to. Amen. Come on. Yes, man can stop God moving in their life. I don't know about you, but I don't want to stop God moving in my life. Amen. Listen. And no man liveth to himself or dieth to himself. Amen. So what I and what you do will affect somebody else. Hello? And we don't know how many somebodies, amen, that it will affect. Amen. Brother David talked about how when he was a boy, he got saved. God said, I'm going to preach you around the world. I'm sure at times, amen, then he might have thought, wow, amen, I don't know about all that. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. David, or Joseph had dreams. Amen. And I'm telling you, he told those dreams. I think it was just an astoundment. Amen. Because he wasn't the little pop or fella. Amen. With the rest of his family like he was with his father and mother. Amen. But God, amen, had a plan. Hello? Amen. I said, God had a plan. Oh, listen to Brother Joe. Amen. Joseph stayed true. I still believe he kept praying to the same God. Amen. That had given the dream. And God finished that. Amen. While bringing in the living color before it's all said and done. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Listen. That God said, we ought to pray without ceasing. Amen. I gotta hurry. I ain't never gonna. And I try to be here just as quick as I can this morning. Amen. And pray without in everything. Give thanks for this is the will of God. Amen. Concerning Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen. Come on, with Brother Joe. Give thanks even when things is going wrong. Thank you, God. Amen. It could be much worse. Hello. Yeah, I had people say, "Don't get angry, God." I said, "Why?" I said, "I can tell you, I can see where, amen, life could be a whole lot worse than what it is. Amen. Listen, and I don't deserve what I got. Come on. Don't deserve what I got. Amen. My. I used to get feeling a little bit down and out. I'd open up that book of Job and go to reading. In a little while, Job felt pretty good. Amen. I felt a whole lot better. Amen. I said, "Lord, I don't have it half as bad as Brother Job does. And here I am mumbling and grumbling. Amen. And carrying on. Amen. Amen. After a while, I was absolutely rejoicing. Thank you, Lord, that you've been merciful to me. Amen to God. Listen, even when God said, "Oh, listen, that there is going to be persecution. Amen. That through much tribulation that we must enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. How am I going to make it through that by grumbling? Oh, I'll never get you through. I can tell you what will, though. Amen. It will rejoice. Amen. Every day. And it will pray and seek God. Amen. Come on. Amen. He'll make the mountain. Amen. Into a plain. He'll peel in the valleys. Amen to God. We can walk through hell in half of Texas, as the old saying goes. Amen. And have a smile on our face. We can walk through a burning fire furnace and come out on the other side and won't have a smell of smoke on us. Amen. I got to hurry. Listen, I want us just quickly. Amen. Everything. Amen. Quench not the Spirit. Now I want to go make a point quick before I move on. Again, looking. Amen. It's something else. God does everything by His Spirit. Everything. Amen. Listen, let me back it up with the Word of God. Let's just go back to the very beginning of history of the earth. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, there's the word, "Let there be light," and there was light. Second part of my statement, God does everything by His Spirit in accordance to His Word. He never departs from that. And I want to say something else here. Amen. The Spirit of God is God's vehicle that He operates through. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. God, how does God live in you and I? He don't live in us physically. He lives in us by His Spirit. Amen. We use the term Christ, which means the Anointed One. Amen. Jesus, amen, the man, Christ Jesus, is where? He's at the right hand of the throne of majesty. Amen. That's what your Bible says. Amen. But Christ lives in our heart. That's the Spirit, amen, of Christ. Amen, the Anointed One. Amen, He lives in us by the Spirit. Amen. What do you mean by that, Brother Joel? Amen. And I'm telling you something. Amen. To be a Christian, it is a spiritual walk with God. Amen. And listen, if I don't, amen, do the things that, amen, that keep that Spirit in touch and keep that Spirit tuned, amen, and keep that Spirit in obedience, it will not work out. Amen. That's why Brother Joe says we got to pray. Amen. Amen. We need to pray. We need to be in that Word. Amen to God. Amen. Come on. Come on, Brother Joe. I know what. When I get in that Word, it finds where I'm at. Amen. It makes me know what I ought to pray for. Hello? Come on. When the Word of God says, "Hey, this is," and God's comparing me and the Word, amen, and something's not adding up, amen, I need to get on my face then, because prayer is how that's going to be fixed. Amen. Listen, if I get out of line with God, amen, the only way I can get back in line with God, I got to come to an altar. Amen. Come on, that altar is where man meets with God. It don't have to be a piece of wood. It don't have to be. It can be anywhere. Amen. You want it to be. Amen. It is a place where God and man meet together. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. In communion one with another. Amen. God walked with Adam in the cool of the day. Amen. The devil come along and messed that business up. Amen. But I can tell you, Jesus came to fix that business where man and God can walk. Amen. In the day. Amen. And have communion one with another. That's what God's after all. Amen. It showed us that Old Testament, God wanted to live, amen, in mankind with that skin tint. He wanted to live in the heart of man. Glory. Thank God through Jesus Christ, He made it all possible. Amen. Hallelujah. Hell, He's living in a skin tent this morning, and you and I. Hello. Woo! Come on, I heard Him say that latter tabernacle is going to be greater than the former. Amen. What did that mean, Brother Joe? That was an Old Testament promise, amen, of a translated body. Oh, He's living in this one now, but there's coming another one. He's going to come on, Brother Joe, that He's going to live in. It's going to be greater than this one. Amen to God. It ain't never going to know aging. Amen. It ain't going to never know no sin. It ain't going to never know no sickness. Come on. Amen. It's only going to be pure, holy, and righteous. Amen. My, my, my. Glory, I better hurry. Listen, I got to get where I'm going. In the beginning, let me just one more. The Word of God says in Zechariah 4:6, and He answered and spake unto me, saying, thus saith the Word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So God works by His Spirit. Everything that God's going to do in your life and my life, amen, must begin in the Spirit. Come on. I said it begins in the Spirit. Amen. Now listen, there's a process here. Amen. I heard Brother Bobby preach about, amen, being pregnant. Amen. With the mind and the will of God. All that simply means is that the will of God has taken, amen, fruit. Amen. And has been, amen, enriched in us to come into being. Amen. Simply put, amen, that seed has been watered. Amen. And is now ready to bring forth. Come on. Hey, listen to Brother Joe. Amen. But in order for that to happen, amen, there has to be communion. Amen. There has to be submission. Amen. All of those things have to come into play. That seed put in that dry ground will never do anything. Amen. But if water can get to it, amen. Listen, there's already something in that seed. Amen. I want to tell you a little secret. When God birthed you and I in the Spirit, amen, I'm telling you everything is there. Amen. That needs to be there. Amen. All it's got to have. Amen. It's some enhancement. Amen. The water of the Word. Amen. Oh, and that communion with God. Amen. Heavenly sunshine. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. We'll bring that seed. Amen. From a possibility into a probability into a reality. Amen. In order for that seed to work, man must be broken. Amen. I know Brother Austin T. Sparks, amen, preached a lot along the line like Neo T. Shung, amen, about the, amen, in order for man to bring about the will of God, he's got to be broken. Amen. I can tell you that box of alabaster, amen, that Mary had wasn't going to do anything, but when it's broken, amen, the whole room smells that. Amen, I want to tell you, amen, when God can break us, amen, listen, that's all that water has a reason, has a purpose. It swells that seed, amen, that seed cracks. That life that's on the inside, that germ that's on the inside, that seed, amen, comes out. Come on, brother, listen, you don't have to tell that seed which way the root grows, amen, you know how it knows which way to go? The sunshine. Amen. The heat of that. That's the fellowship with God. Amen. I can tell you, we'll do that. Amen. Let the Word be applied. Amen. The Spirit have its way. Amen. I can tell you, out of that will come a life. Amen. That will transform. Amen. The roots will go down. Amen. The head, the stock of that will come up. Amen. My God. And as long as you keep that, amen, according to life, it'll bring forth. Amen to God.
Thanks for joining us today. I hope and pray that this broadcast has and will continue to minister to you. If you would like a copy of today's message in full or other sermons, you can reach us by email at info@whitfieldpfc.org. That's info@whitfieldpfc.org. Or you can visit our website at whitfieldpfc.org and use the contact form to reach us. Remember to mention the broadcast date. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, and my prayer is that God will continue to minister to you.